When I Was Joe by Karen David.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
For Lawrence, Phoebe and Judah, remembering Daniel with love and sorrow. Chapter 1. Statement. It's one thing watching someone get killed. It's quite another talking about it. When it happened, I didn't even realise exactly what I was seeing, and my heart was thumping so loud I couldn't hear anything else. My mind was whizzing around at hyperdrive speed, trying to work out what to do, trying to sort out what was going on, and I ran away as fast as I could. But now I'm sitting in the police station telling three officers what happened, and they're asking so many questions about every detail that it's as if they've put the whole thing into slow-mo. It's like being trapped watching a really sick horror film and not being able to close your eyes. And I can't run away this time. Twice, when I tell them how the blood splashed into the mud, and then about the tangle of bodies on the ground, I think I'm going to vomit. And Nikki, that's my mum, has to ask them to stop their tape while I lean forward and try and gulp it back. She puts her hand on my back and uses her best lawyer-in-training voice. Is this really necessary? He's here to help you. He's just a kid of 14. And the main guy asking questions says, so was the boy who died, Miss Lewis. They get me a glass of water and then they start again. I'm wondering if they'll ever let me leave. They make me look at loads of photographs. Some are just faces and it's easy to pick out the ones I've told them about. Some are close.